Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 1st. Happy July 2018. Today we're going to talk about our beliefs. Specifically talking about how what you believe determines what you can and will accomplish. There's a famous saying that goes like, those who believe they can and those who believe they can't are both right. And that's because when you believe you can do something, you'll accomplish it. But when you believe you can't accomplish something, you won't even try. You stop yourself before you even make a conscious attempt. And that happens because of fear, because of doubt, because of your past experiences holding you back from your true potential. Now, I want to tell you that telling yourself that you can't isn't a proper reason for not trying. And I want to hold myself accountable for this too, because there are sometimes things that I say that I can't do, but that's because I haven't tried to go beyond that boundary. And I don't want to give you advice without telling you my own faults, but it's something that I personally want to work at, and I would also hope that you would work at it as well, so we can work at improving ourselves together. So it all starts off with the idea of feeding your mind with positive thoughts, positive beliefs, and ideas that help you become better. I bet you've met someone who has always been like really negative, has always doubted what you could do, and has told you that nothing's possible, and they're just like very closed-minded, very small-minded. Those are the kind of people you don't want to be around, because the people you're around influence the way you think and influence the way you perceive life. You want to surround yourself with people who believe in your potential, people who lift you up, people who know that you can achieve something great. And those same people are people who believe that they can achieve great things as well. So ensure yourself that you surround yourself with positive people. And if you don't have people to surround yourself with positive content. Listen to other people talk positively, other people who will open your mind, other people who will help you grow, whether it be in the form of a podcast, in the form of a book, or in the form of a video. I try and spend part of my time listening to other great people because I know I still have a lot to learn. I have a lot of room to improve and grow myself, and I don't think I'll ever stop having room for improvement. Because the moment you say you know things, the moment you say you're perfect at what you do, is the moment you start limiting your capabilities of becoming better. There are moments when you have to accept that you're not the best at what you do. And that's not to put you down. You have to accept your current abilities, but you also have to strive towards improving yourself and allowing yourself to become better. I don't want anyone to feel as if they are terrible. I want them to realize that at this moment, you still have a long way to go. But you're far better off than the person who doesn't even try. I think that's the greatest challenge of all, just starting. Because the moment you start, you're ahead of everyone else who won't even attempt what you're attempting. It's like when you start a new subject, start a new class, or start a new job. You're trying something new, and just trying is the first step. But before you try, you have to believe you can. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're never even going to muster the courage to try. And that's why I try and reinforce these ideas that you are capable, that you will achieve as long as you try. Now, don't get me wrong here. Like, trying and accomplishing are two different things. Because when you try, you will either fail or you will either succeed. But when you look at failure in the long term, failure is just a stepping stone. All the people who have ever succeeded at something, they've probably failed 10 times before they had their one success. And that's what I want you to remember. The likelihood of failure is a possibility. You will most likely fail. But every time you fail, you have to look at it as I'm one step closer to succeeding. Don't think of failure as you should give up and stop trying. No, failure is a great thing because it tells you what you can improve upon. Every little failure you have is just another key to your portfolio of success. You have to take those failures and improve upon them, learn from them, and then change the way you do something and see how incredibly wonderful your results will follow. But remember, everything starts with the belief that you can. You have to believe that you will succeed. And even though success takes a while, you have to be patient, but you still have to believe that you will accomplish everything that is in your mind. Now, don't forget to also be planning. Planning is vital. I don't want to say don't be realistic, because saying be realistic is a negative term, in my opinion. Because when someone says to be realistic, that's a form of limiting belief. That's a way of saying don't even try something if it's too outrageous. No, try outrageous things. Believe in doing something incredible. Like, look at Elon Musk. He wants to go to Mars. Now, the average person can't even imagine how much courage and confidence it takes to tell the world you want to go to Mars, and he is capable of doing that. That's why I say people who tell you to be realistic, don't believe them. But what you should do is plan. Dream really incredibly crazy, like maybe flying to the sun. I know that sounds crazy in itself because we need to prepare so much for that. But the more you plan and the more you organize how to make your idea a possibility, the more likelier you are to succeed. And that's what you should take away from this. First, believe. And once you believe in yourself, prepare and plan and organize what you want to accomplish. And third, the most important is to take action. Actually trying and doing. And you have to be willing to not give up and not believe that you can't accomplish, because you will accomplish it, no matter how long it takes. Constantly remind yourself that you are capable. You have to have that inner confidence, that belief in yourself that you will accomplish it. And trust me when I tell you this, you are capable. And I believe in you because I believe in myself. And I wouldn't be telling you something that I wouldn't try myself. I don't want to succeed on my own. I want everyone to succeed as well. Because when everyone's succeeding, they spread that positive energy and start turning those small-minded people into open-minded individuals. And when we have people who are open-minded, we are more capable of improving the lives of everyone around us. So remember, you are highly capable, and I believe in you, and I hope you believe in yourself as well. Now, enjoy the rest of your day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.